This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Since schools have been out statewide, some school districts have struggled to continue to provide meals. Tens of thousands of low-income children in Birmingham and Jefferson County depend on free or reduced-price school meals. This week marks the first full week that both systems will outsource their feeding programs to a local nonprofit. But with the chaos of the coronavirus, things got off to a bumpy start. WBHM's Gigi Duban reports.
Over the last few weeks, it's been hard to keep up with where Birmingham families could go to grab meals for their school-aged children. That's because things kept changing. First, Birmingham lunchroom staff made and gave out the meals themselves. Then they sent home extra meals while staff took a week-long break. They later announced the program was ending. Days after that, they started it up. Again. Lisa Herring, Birmingham school superintendent, says adjusting to the realities of coronavirus has been a process.
Trying to understand what are the guidelines to that? What are the expectations? The social distancing, and then the flexibility around those who are identified as essential workers. All of us have watched that evolve over the last 3 weeks.
Jefferson County schools have struggled too. Like Birmingham, they had their own child nutrition workers prepare meals at area schools and community centers. Sometimes teachers and other volunteers handed them out to the kids, but Jefferson County school spokesman John Huddleston says kids were so excited to see their teachers again, they'd run up and hug them, which isn't safe.
That's just one example, though. But the bottom line here is that in that previous situation, we had some real concerns about social distancing, and that was becoming an issue for us and very hard to maintain.
So they put their feeding program on a brief hold. Now both Birmingham and Jefferson County schools are outsourcing meal programs to a local nonprofit called Kickstart, which specializes in food service. You might wonder, why not just have lunchroom staff prepare and give out meals to students? After all, they are still on the payroll. But Herring says many of those employees were, understandably, concerned about safety, not just for the kids and their parents.
But you've got people, human beings, worried about their own well-being as well.
Huddleston says hiring an outside company cuts down on the number of food prep sites and the number of people involved. But even for Kickstart, which has done school summer feeding programs for years, it's a challenge. Douglas Jackson is the founder. He says the system he's had to devise to keep volunteers and staffers safe during meal prep is a little tedious.
We space tables out 6 foot apart, and no one can leave those workstations.
They have a runner who goes from table to table to grab items and fill bags. Usually lunch is a turkey and cheese sandwich or a wrap with fruit, carrots, ranch, milk. His company is paid through the National School Lunch Program, so these meals have to meet federal nutritional guidelines. At the distribution sites, cars line up and a volunteer goes up to each car to see how many meals they'll need. Jackson says they'll distribute several thousand meals each day. The challenge, he says, is not to overestimate or underestimate how much they'll need. But he says it's tough to know how many families will come out on any given day. Gigi Duban, WBHM.